A recent story on WBFO regarding Queen City Landing generated significant conversation on social media. Among those weighing in was Art Giacolone, a local attorney who often has been an opposing voice in some notable development projects, a proposed hospital helipad in the city of Buffalo, a Walmart in East Aurora, the Verizon data center in Niagara County.
I've always found it kind of interesting that somebody who raises issues and says we need to comply with the environmental laws and the zoning laws to make sure that a project is done correctly is called an obstructionist. And on the other hand, the developers' attorneys and advocates who are always there to propose building something new aren't treated as if they're one-sided or they're somehow prejudiced in what they're doing.
Queen City Landing calls for a 23-story structure along the outer harbor at the former site of Freezer Queen. It's a new plan for developer Jerry Buchheit, who had previously proposed and abandoned adding one story to the existing six-story structure. The entire conversation containing many of Giacolone's concerns can be found at WBFO.org. According to Art Giacolone, the developer is at one time applying for brownfields tax credits while trying to ease through the environmental review process.
They also are saying that we're going to build 300 feet of new docks, and we will be stirring up the sediment on the lake shore. And we all know that that sediment is heavy and contaminant, but they also are not in any way discussing mitigation measures or reclamation steps to take for stirring up that sediment. And that's another environmental issue that should be looked at. And any rational decision maker should want to know that information. But the developer wants to rush, get an approval, and skip any real comprehensive environmental study.
When it comes to Queen City Landing, this project that's being proposed for the Outer Harbor, and very simply, what would you like to see? What would you like to see done moving forward in this process?
My goal is to just make sure that the whole process is an informed one, that there's no rush to get decisions being made. The Outer Harbor is such an important jewel. There's such potential for the future of the city of Buffalo. It makes no sense to have the vision of one developer dictate what's going to happen on the Outer Harbor.
If this plan doesn't go through, what would you like to see in that area? Do you have an idea?
Well, you know, I want to point out that the proposal to use the existing building and add one stories was not opposed by the environmental community when he got the approval in October of 2015. People felt that that was an appropriate compromise on what can happen. Okay, you're a private property owner and you want to do this. It needs to be done in a way that does not have long-term adverse impacts on our community. You're adjacent to the small boat harbor. You're not far down the road from Wilkinson Point and the gorgeous walkway we have now. Use that land, but use it to a reasonable extent so that you're not overwhelming the other more public aspects of using the outer harbor.
All these arguments that you've brought up here most certainly seem worthwhile, at least from my layman's perspective. You know the planning process. You know how it works. Can you still see, despite these types of arguments, can you see this project moving forward?
What concerns me is that I've seen a history of the city of Buffalo not doing the environmental study that's required before they approve projects. And as background, I spent 3 years on the city's Environmental Management Commission. I was put on it by the then mayor, Mayor Masiello, in the 1990s. And I repeatedly saw situations where the impulse of the city was to ignore CEQA in the environmental review process. I see a situation where the government agencies and boards are not being given the guidance that they need to make sure that they're complying with the laws that are meant to protect the environment and, in the long run, protect all of our interests as citizens and taxpayers.
Arthur Giacolone, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jay.